What a beautiful world. Welcome to the Be Your Best Brave podcast number one. I am your host, Celeste Bernard, and I am honored that you are listening today. I do have a little cold, but hopefully you can still understand me well. I'm going to give you a little introduction on who I am since this is my very first podcast. I am originally a California girl, grew up in Northern California. I met my husband at Bible College at Christ for the Nations in Dallas, Texas. And he and I have three kids. I have two boys, ages 10 and 12, and my daughter is 14. I currently live in South Texas, and it took me a little bit, but I love my warm days and the palm trees and the beach, and definitely love the Mexican food here. This is me being brave. I wrote a devotional this year called Be Your Best Brave. It's actually a journal. And I really feel strongly that the Lord is calling us to step out and do some things. And this is me stepping out. The Lord called me to do a podcast many years ago, and it's just something that I've been praying about. And I really felt that at the beginning of the year that it's time to start doing these podcasts and just being obedient with the gifts that He's given me. And so I'm really excited about doing it. And I'm going to be bringing you weekly encouragement in the Word. We're going to jump right in today. Today's topic is about not wasting your life. I've titled this, Your Life is a Gift. And if you have your Bibles, go ahead and open them up. If not, you can just listen along. Every week, I encourage you to grab a cup of coffee, grab your Bible and your journal. And if God speaks to you, go ahead and pause this and write it down. We're going to start today in Ephesians 5, verses 15 through 17. So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. You know, I was visiting a friend in the hospital a while back, and she was very sick at the time, and she told me, I wish I could just get up and do those things that I used to do. I wish I could just have a regular life again and just enjoy my daughter. She had been bound to her bed for many, many, many months. And as I was driving home, I just thought to myself, how often do I take for granted that I'm not sick? I do feel fine. I have this day. I have today as a gift. I don't know if I'm always going to feel this good, but man, I don't want to waste my days. I don't want to take my life for granted. You know, I'm in a new season right now of my life. Many of you might know that I was homeschooling for almost 2 years. And so this is the first year that my kids have gone back to school. And the Lord is just continually reminding me not to waste these days, to be intentional with my days. And it's not just going to happen. You know, I have to organize my days. I want my life to count for something. And I know that so many of you that are listening today, you guys feel that same way, that you want to make a difference. You know, for me personally, I don't want to wake up in 2 years or 5 years or 10 years and say, man, I wish I had. I wish I had been more intentional. I wish I had set my alarm clock, you know, 20 minutes early before I started my day just to hang out with the Lord and just to get into His Word, or 30 minutes early. I wish I had done this. I wish I had, you know, been faithful with my time. I wish, you know, I wish I had made those phone calls. I wish I had scheduled out those dinners with those people that kept saying, oh, I want to have them over for dinner. Oh, I want to have them over for game night. And, you know, we can wish and we can wish and we can wish our lives away, but we can't live on a wish. So my challenge to you guys listening is this. Will you be brave today? And will you ask the Lord to order your steps? Just like it said in Ephesians 5:15, be careful. Be careful how you live. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. We're all in a different season. Whatever season you're in, What's your season with your little ones? If you're in a season where they're little, I know your days are long and your nights are short. But ask the Lord to help you to cherish this time. If you're in a season of planting, then may I encourage you today to plant well. Because in a few years, you're going to harvest something. You're going to harvest exactly what you have been planting today. Unfortunately, time stops for no one. I read a quote by Lisa Tierkist in her book, Best Yes. And she talks about how we live our days. And she says, how we schedule our time is how we live our life. And I want you to think about that. You're going to live your life exactly how you schedule it. So I encourage you today to be intentional. Remember that today is a gift. He has called you and set you apart for such a time as this. Find out what you're supposed to be doing and be caught doing it. What are you going to do with today? Be bold, be brave, be amazing, be you. Until next week, may you find joy in your